T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We do want to shift, though, to our breaking coverage right now, which is that on June 9th, we will have the arraignment on a presumed grand jury indictment of this 18-year-old suspect. And legal analyst Paul Cambry, of course, you know the voice well, is live with us right now. Paul, what do you know about what all this means? This is going to unfold, I guess, on June 9th now.
Well, we suspected that there would be a grand jury presentation before a preliminary hearing. And so it means that if the grand jury has considered this case and issued an indictment, that he'll be arraigned on it in June, and that will be the actual trial court. The city court does not have jurisdiction ultimately over serious felonies. They have what they call preliminary jurisdiction. That's why they call it a preliminary hearing. And that's just a procedure to hold the person for grand jury consideration. But the DA can short-circuit that by issuing an indictment, calling witness, go before the grand jury, issue an indictment. And that's apparently what they've done here. So now he'll simply be taken back to custody. He'll be arraigned on the indictment. They'll have a discussion about bail, but he's not going to be granted bail. And then the process will go from there. The district attorney will have to turn over discovery within 30 days, and then the court will set hearing dates if hearings are appropriate. After that, a trial date.
At what point does this go to state Supreme Court?
Well, that's what's happened. Once you're indicted, it goes either to Supreme or County Court. Both of those courts are higher level courts, and they can dispose of felonies. And so this case will either go to County or Supreme Court, depending upon how it's assigned. Apparently that's going to happen in June, and the process will then begin.
Paul, would he continue to be held then in the Erie County Holding Center? Is that the appropriate spot?
Yeah, that's probably where they would hold him. See, in his case, because of the suicide watch and so on, it'll depend on what they have available in facilities. If they feel they can do it here better than at Wendy, you know, that's what they'll do.
We saw him be escorted into court by 6 Erie County Sheriff deputies this morning. Is that that can't be normal, I'm guessing?
Well, no, but it's also not unprecedented. We've had cases in the past where we've had that kind of security also.
You know, Paul, you know, we saw him last in court over the weekend, you know, in that paper suit. He's in the orange jumpsuit and shackled at the wrists, obviously. You know, they did not unlock him. You know, any surprise there? I mean, I would assume they'll probably go back under this suicide guard watch, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that he's in a uniform and the jumpsuit now is not to be unexpected, because the deputies are with him, so he can't, you know, fashion a noose and commit suicide with, you know, one of the pant legs, because they're with him. When he gets back to the jail, then he may very well go back into the paper situation, so that there are no possibilities of him fashioning some way of taking his life.
Paul, how do you separate in a case like this the emotion of a community, the emotion, you know, lawyers are humans too. You know, you are a human. We know that. You know, you love and you care like anyone else. How do you separate all that, whether you're on the prosecution side or the defense side in something like this?
Well, it can be difficult, and you have to have that conversation with yourself. Is this the case for me? Can I put my heart into this case kind of thing? I anticipate that what will happen is he'll be arraigned. It'll go into the process. Discovery will be exchanged. He'll probably have a more in-depth psychiatric examination, maybe called for by his defense attorney just to make sure. And then once it gets to the trial stage and they start jury selection, that's when you'll see whether or not a fair jury can be accomplished here in Erie County. And you won't know that until you start questioning jurors. And if juror after juror after juror says, look, I just can't be fair. I saw it all on TV. I know it happened. You know, I can't presume I'm innocent and all the rest of it. Then they would move for a change of venue, like to Rochester or Syracuse or someplace like that.
Paul, we don't know if his family was in court or not. That probably will come out soon. But is he allowed to meet with his family at the holding center?
Yeah, they have visitation privileges. It's probably behind a screen. You know, there's no contact, and it's of short duration. But sure, they can have visitors besides their legal team and people hired by their legal team. So, that's not unusual at all.
Paul, we appreciate the time again. Thank you.
All right, my pleasure.
Our legal expert, attorney Paul Cambria.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.